Well, the most influential safety who I, you know, emulate is, it had to be Ronnie Lott. You know, that was my childhood star. I grew up trying to emulate him. I like his style of play. He's physical and very tough. You know, I have tapes on him, everything, DVDs, and yeah, I look at him all the time. I was 6'2", 213. Yes, sir.
Pay much attention to the projection, the way you might go in the draft
at all? Not at all. Don't really get too caught up in looking at all the projection and the statistics or whatever. I just came out here to do my best.
Never
dealt with
your
brother.
Who goes higher?
No, not at all.
You have been drafted by Moses, the top free safety. What are your thoughts about that, and why do you feel that might justify?
Well, you know, I'm very happy to be projected that high, but as of right now, that's all just projections. You know, I'm just here to work out and do my best, and come draft day, I'll find out, you know, the actual facts.
Ronnie played against some pretty good skilled players in practice. How much did that help?
Oh, that prepared me for each and every game, even up to this point. Just going against, you know, a great quarterback, Jamarcus Russell, receivers Dwayne Bowe, Earl Doucette, Craig Davis. You know, they was really, you know, great receivers, and also good connection with the quarterback, Jamarcus. So every day was a really competitive nature for me, just going out to practice. Most definitely, you know, he pushed me. Right now, you know, he came, you know, visit me when I was working out with Coach Tom Sharp in Orlando. He came visit me twice, and just to go over certain things about the combine, just what to expect. So he really been an influential role in my, you know, preparing for the combine.
When you have interviews with these teams, did they ask a lot about Nick Saban's defense? I know you had two good defensive coordinators, but are they particularly impressed with
I start my interviews tonight. I never had one yet. Tonight and tomorrow start.
Is that one of your kind of, do you think, sales pitches that the coordinators you play for?
Most definitely. You know, Coach Saban was a great coach. Also, Coach Muschamp, our defensive coordinator, and Coach Les Miles and Coach Bo Pelini, he also did a great job for him.
You start 48 consecutive games in the SEC. You feel your body feel like I've already played half an NFL career?
Nah, I don't know how half an NFL career, you know, feel, but my body's not worn down at all. You know, I'm ready to go.
Are you running and doing everything here?
Yes, sir.
How much does playing in the SEC help your transition?
I can say, you know, playing in the SEC, it was a tough conference. And hopefully, you know, it transfers into playing in the NFL.
What has your brother told you about doing it here and getting yourself ready?
Just come out here and just do what I do best. Don't really get in the – in a fight with myself, trying to compete with myself, just go out here and just do my best and do what I normally do. And just speak well and just go out there and have fun, you know, to live in the moment.
How competitive were you two growing up in high school against each other?
Can you repeat your question?
How competitive were you two in high school when you were going against
each other? It started way before high school. I have an older brother too, Derek. He played defensive end at Vanderbilt, so it's always been a competitive nature, a background in the household just growing up. I always had, you know, had to have self-motivation. So it was very competitive.
Can you break down the game for us when you bring it to the table?
Well, you know, I'm complete safety. I feel I'm very fast, physical. I communicate well with my other players. I'm able to read offense. I can play the half, middle of the field, man-to-man. I have great technique. I can play down in the box, fit the runs, take on pulling guards. You know, I just have a passion for the game. You know, I give 110% effort, and I make the players around me, you know, work, you know, try to match my intensity.
Yes,
yes, sir. D-E-R-I-C-K, yes.
You're known for being so physical. I mean, do you anticipate that free safety is where you would stay? You feel like you can play in a safety, and I know people have said quarterback too.
Well, you know, doing college, like we sometimes line up at right and left safety. You know, I play, you know, a little bit of strong. So it all depends on where we line up. Me and our strong safety had that communication to know we each other's both assignments. So I feel I can play strong or free. Doesn't matter. The last time I ran the 40, I ran at Coach Tom Shaw. This is about 2 weeks ago. We ran on the track. I timed at a 4.4 and a 4.3.
What do you hope to run?
What I hope to run? I hope to do my best. We have a, memorable moments. Every practice, all the time, I go hard. Starting from my freshman year, like we used to go tackle doing 7-on-7, and then after the coaching transition, we had to tag off, and that was something I had to get adjusted to. And I always was used to just hitting the receivers. They say I was like a bull out there. So going against Dwayne Bolt, we used to go at it all the time, stalk drills. So let the best man win. So it was pretty fun.
For a lot of years, the safety position in the NFL has been dominant. Pay-wise, draft-wise, you can see a lot of safeties taking the first time. Why, and I don't know if your brothers discussed this before, why is that position so great versus it's a key position?
There's very few safeties out there probably can cover, play down in the box. You find very few safeties that could do both, play the middle of the field, also fit down and run. So I guess that's why it became a glamour position.
Can you do all that stuff?
Oh, most definitely.
Do you enjoy more playing down in the box or playing back in the
center? I just love contact.